unprecedented criminal referrals. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The January 6th committee votes to refer former President Trump to the DOJ for his actions surrounding the Capitol riot.
The charges: obstructing Congress from certifying the Electoral College, conspiracy to send in fake electoral votes, lying to investigators, and stoking an insurrection. The committee also referred John Eastman to the DOJ. Eastman cooked up the alternate elector scheme where states would send Trump electoral votes to Washington. The committee alleged that the former president tried to buy off witnesses by offering them jobs. The DOJ is not required to consider referrals. But the committee says Mr. Trump's actions demand special consideration.
Fox's Chad Pergram. The January 6th committee made those referrals during its final public hearing of the attack on the Capitol nearly 2 years ago. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts puts a temporary pause on the lifting of the immigration policy known as Title 42. That's giving some southern states some breathing room, but
I'm mixed emotions here. It's almost a stay of execution. And part of it, what that frustrates me is here you have the greatest country on earth that, you know, we have to rely on a COVID error policy to enforce our immigration system. It's completely broken.
Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez of Texas on Fox News. Chief Justice Roberts is giving the Justice Department until Tuesday afternoon to respond. North Korea threatened Tuesday morning to take bold and decisive military steps against Japan. The rogue regime slammed Tokyo's adoption of a national security strategy as an attempt to turn the country into an aggressive military power. Japan announced that strategy several days ago in its determination to have counter-strike capability against rising threats from China and North Korea. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
An Arizona judge rules 2 out of 10 claims brought by former Republican candidate for Governor Carrie Lake can go to trial. Lake is challenging her loss to Democratic Governor-elect Katie Hobbs. The 2 counts involve printers malfunctioning on Election Day and ballot chain of custody. A Los Angeles jury convicts former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein of rape and sexual assault, but acquits him on some charges while reaching no decision on others.
The jury hung on all counts related to 2 other accusers, Jennifer Newsom, wife of California Governor Gavin Newsom, and Jane Doe number 2, Lauren Young.
They have demonstrated that empowered and courageous women are able to make powerful men accountable.
Young's attorney, Gloria Allred, says she would retestify if those charges are retried. Weinstein already serving a 23-year prison sentence for rape and sexual assault charges in New York. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Tom Cruise goes high octane to thank his Top Gun Maverick fans.
Tom Cruise thanked fans for choosing to make Top Gun Maverick one of this year's biggest box office hits in typical Cruise action star style by jumping out of a helicopter with a parachute on and goggles for a solo free fall dive over the ocean in South Africa.
And I didn't want the year to end without thanking you all for coming out to the theater, and thank you for supporting Top Gun Maverick.
Maverick became Paramount Pictures' biggest hit, having grossed a worldwide total of $1.488 billion. The Golden Globe-nominated film also marks Cruise's personal best when it crossed the $800 million marker in June of this year. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And actor Robert De Niro says he's okay following the early morning burglary at his Manhattan townhouse Monday. Police arrested a serial thief for the break-in. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.